which happens to fit the face on the photo fit in the first place, and is often to be found round at her place in the chase, filling his face with fried fish.
Fried fish?
Fried by Grace, Mrs. Mace, mostly place or days.
But surely, the Almighty is much more likely. I mean, he's there nightly. She's looked very flighty in her nightie. He'd be the sort of toff who'd try to pull it up.
Possibly, but here is something you don't know.
I don't know.
I have had words with Roger.
Roger?
The lodger.
Oh, Roger Manger, who played the stranger with Granger.
He says he saw Leo taking the nightdress. He was staring through the keyhole in Mrs. Mace's door.
What? He dared to stare through there? Would he swear he saw Leo Mighty take the nightie?
He'll do plenty of swearing. No wonder he was staring. It was the nightdress she was wearing.
What? Surely not.
He jumped on the bed and pulled it over her head. She went red, so he fled, and he hid himself in the shed and wished he was dead. She was going to call her cousin Ted, but she went dizzy in the head, so she lay on the bed instead and went red.
So you said. Roger is a liar.
Have you any proof, you silly old poof?
I've seen the bedroom where Mrs. May sleeps. It's an attic, therefore this story about pulling the nightdress over her head must be false. He must have pulled the nightgown right down. There's no headroom in her bedroom.
So Roger is lying. Roger's the culprit. Game, set and match. So ends the disgraceful Grace May's case.
I'll just inform the inspector. Oh, the chief inspector. What a relief, inspector. Hello, inspector. Yes, we've solved the Mrs. May's case. You will be glad to hear that Leo is innocent.